This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Three M18 helicopter gunships rise up from a secret base in Ukraine and head at very low altitude for the long-running battle for Bakhmut against Russian forces. France braces for a second day of protests in a week after a plan to push back the retirement age to 64, a day after President Emmanuel Macron refused a call by unions to meet on the hotly contested pensions overhaul. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and French President Macron agree on a new pact worth over 500 million euros to stop illegal cross-channel migration at a summit in Paris aimed at forging a new start after years of Brexit tensions. Moscow accuses foreign countries of fomenting mass protests in Georgia, likening the demonstrations to an attempted coup designed to create tension on Russia's borders. Survivors of a harrowing militant attack that left over 40 people dead in eastern DR Congo recount how they welcomed fighters to their village, and then the killing started. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been given an invitation to testify next week before a grand jury in New York. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A Trump attorney says the grand jury is investigating hush money payments made on Trump's behalf during his 2016 presidential campaign. But attorney Joe Tacopina says it's much ado about nothing. The $130,000 payment was allegedly made to porn star Stormy Daniels to keep her from going public about a sexual encounter she says she had with Trump years earlier. Trump said on his social media network that the investigation is a political witch hunt trying to take down the leading candidate by far in the Republican Party. I'm Donna Warder.
Iran and Saudi Arabia have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations and reopen embassies after years of tensions. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The two countries released a joint communique about the deal that was negotiated with China. The development represents a diplomatic achievement for Beijing amid its ceremonial National People's Congress this week. Shortly after the Iranian announcement, Saudi state media began publishing the same statement. Tensions have been running high between Iran and Saudi Arabia. The kingdom broke off its ties with Iran in 2016 after protesters invaded Saudi diplomatic posts there. Saudi Arabia had executed a prominent Shiite cleric days earlier, triggering the demonstrations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Colombia's president has vowed to negotiate peace or surrender deals with rebels and crime gangs and to fully implement a previous accord with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, signed in 2016. He made some progress on Friday, as VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Colombia's government and the left-wing ELN guerrilla group took the first steps toward a bilateral temporary ceasefire, according to the heads of their delegations at peace talks on Friday, as they closed their second cycle of negotiations in Mexico City. The ELN is Colombia's oldest remaining rebel group, and talks are the cornerstone of efforts by leftist President Gustavo Petro, himself once a member of the now demobilized M19 insurgents, to bring total peace to Colombia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Air Force One, U.S. President Joe Biden's plane is being replaced, but the White House is sticking with the current white and light blue color scheme. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The first of the new Air Force Ones is expected to be delivered in 4 years, but President Biden got to pick the color scheme. The Air Force says the modified 747-800 jets will have a more modern version of light blue than the current robin's egg color. President Biden already decided to scrap a plan by Donald Trump to paint the jets red, white, and blue. The Air Force had said the darker colors would increase cost and delay delivery of the new jumbo jets. These two aircraft will have electrical power upgrades, a medical facility, and a self-defense system. They're replacing a fleet that's been in use since the first President Bush took office in 1989. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.